Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this evening, taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. I don't take it for granted. I don't belittle any of your time that you're sharing with us this evening. You could have been anywhere else, but you chose to spend it with us. So we thank you so very much. Before we get started on our show, I want to thank each and every sponsor for sponsoring us tonight that sold into this ministry, because this is who I am. This is what I do. I inspire, empower, and motivate to push you into your purpose and your passion as a purpose midwife. That's who I am. But I thank God for sowing the sowers into this ministry. And that's Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. I'm telling you, that's a great, great read. Her son was delivered. God delivered him from being addicted to alcohol for over 15 years. So you definitely want to read that account of how God delivered him and her, you know, her real life accord of what God did for her and her son. Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. He has CDs available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. I wrote the words to my jingle that you just heard as an introduction, but Vincent is actually the one that did the producing and the music behind it. So thank you, Third Heaven Sound. Unique Expression by Design, they specialize in your custom products, whether you need it for your business or personal needs. Angelise Washington will take care of you, from cups to mugs, pens, journals, t-shirts. Let her know, she will take care of your needs. Ross Hair and Beauty Bar at 1501 Highway 138, beside Golden Crust in Conyers, Georgia, located inside of F&D Beauty. Ross takes care of your of all of your hair care and beauty needs, from relaxers to twists, natural hair, braids, lashes, quick weaves, sew-ins, whatever you need, Roz will take care of that for you. We have partners in Children's Safety, Inc., whose mission is to strengthen the community by reaching children of all ages with positive safety educational programs that will help them to navigate through life with positive and effective alternative safety solutions. You can follow them on Twitter at PICS, like Partners in Children's Safety, OFL, and also on Instagram at Jennifer Fontenot, and that's Fontenot. Also, PrintTara.com is your one-stop shop to business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. We want to thank each and every sponsor for On Fire to Inspire this evening. We appreciate you, and you have been a blessing, and you are sowing into fertile ground that are blessing others each and every week. Well, guys, we are back to On Fire to Inspire. I tell you, I have an awesome, awesome guest this evening that is on fire, and she's doing it. She is, you know, the topic tonight is awaken and reclaim. And you'll get the gist of why we chose that topic in just a few minutes. But I want to thank Sherilyn and welcome her to On Fire to Inspire. Welcome, Sherilyn, to On Fire to Inspire. Miss Sherilyn Bennett, welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you this wonderful evening?
Hello, thank you so much for having me. I'm great. It's been a long day, but I was looking forward to coming on this awesome show. So thank you again for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. We are so excited about having you because, you know, it's not every day that people are walking in their purpose. They're excited about it. They understand it, and they don't take it lightly. So we're excited about having you.
Very good. Thank you so much, and I'm excited about being here.
So tell us, who is Ms. Sherilyn Bennett? Tell my listeners who you are.
Wow. Well, I like this question now. There was a time when I maybe would have shied away from it, Cheryl, a minute. I think that, you know, I'm a mother. You know, I know that I'm a mother. I have two wonderful sons in college, KJ and Devontae. I'm a daughter. I'm a niece. I'm a cousin. I'm a product of a good village. I'm a minister. I'm a new author. But most of all, you know, right now I'm walking in the fact that I'm a champion for girls. I inspire girls. And, you know, I believe that girls were born with everything they need to be the woman that they're going to be. And so right now, that is my role. God has me pouring into young ladies across the country. And so I would like to say that I'm sort of a fire starter when it comes to girls, you know, with snatching them back for the kingdom. So Cheryl and Bennett, you know, I'm all of those things today.
The fire starter. I like that. I'm okay.
Yes,
that's
one of my good friends gave
here.
Me that name.
Yes, yes, yes. We're gonna have to put hashtag firestarter on some
all
of
right.
these posts that's in the chat. So feel free if you see that people are in that the event itself. Sometimes people post in it. Sometimes they ask questions. So feel free to reply back to you know in to any of the posts if you see anyone in
okay.
there. Okay. All right. Great, great. So tonight's topic, we chose Awaken and Reclaim. What does this topic mean to you?
Awaken and Reclaim. Well, I feel that you have to be asleep in order to be awakened. And a lot of us find ourselves in a lot of areas of our lives asleep. And sometimes what happens is we get distracted from our purpose or what God wants us to do in life. Sometimes the enemy has a way of making us numb to what's really, really going on, what our real reality is. And so then the goal is to jar us back into reality, you know, get back on track, get back to your walk, get back to what God has for you to do. Because sometimes, especially in the era of social media, we will find ourselves veering off. Because we may see somebody else doing something. Hey, maybe I could do that. And then we're kind of schizophrenic in the spirit. We're like everywhere. But we have to wake up. We have to wake up to what it is God is calling us to do because there are people that need us to walk in our purpose. And so we need to wake up, be awakening in those areas that we're sleeping. And then we need to reclaim what was once ours. Because what happens when you're sleeping, you miss things. You're no longer aware of what's going on. And so this allows the enemy to come in and kind of steal what we've had. And so when you wake up, then you're free to reclaim what it is that you need to walk in your purpose and to do ministry, to launch a business, to write a book, whatever that is, you need to find your zeal. You need to reclaim it so that you can walk after that thing that God has placed in your hands.
Amen, amen. I totally agree on that one. I totally agree. Because, you know, sometimes life just happens and people get distracted. But like you said, you got to wake up. You got to wake up.
Wake up.
Amen. You have authored your first book. What's the title of it?
The title of my book is It's Time for a Village Meeting, Awakening Moms, Reclaiming Our Girls. So, yeah, good title.
Congratulations. Congratulations. That is a milestone because I'm telling you, when I wrote my first one, that was like, that was like a birth.
Yes, it is, definitely.
So tell us, so the title, tell us a little bit about this book. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, this book is was birthed because of a little four-year-old girl in Tampa, Florida. She is a little girl that I met at our last girls' conference before we finished the year. And at the end of the conference, I had a prayer line, and there's about 50 girls there. But she kept getting in the prayer line, and she kept coming around. And then finally, she just stood beside me like, hey, you're going to pray for me, right? I'm not moving. And so I bent down to her and asked her what was wrong, and she told me that she was afraid and that bad things happened at her house. And the police come. And so that stuck with me. I could not shake this four-year-old. It stuck with me for weeks. And then I said, Lord, you know, what are we going to do? Why does a four-year-old have this kind of language coming out of her mouth? Where is mom? You know, why is she left to fend for herself? And the Lord said to me, well, because a broken mom can't raise a healthy girl. And so, and he said, now you're going to write a book. So I said, sure, I'm going to write a book for older girls. You know, I already plan to do that. He said, no, you're going to write a book for mom, because most girls are a walking representation of their mom's brokenness. And so this book is a gentle guide for mom to get back to her seat in the village, you know, the village meeting. So I talk about in the book how it seems like when I was growing up, grandma, aunt, cousin was all allowed to raise us. You know, they all could discipline us and everything, but nowadays mom will say, you don't tell my kid what to do, or, you know, and now the village has abandoned the village. They turn off the lights and they close the doors. They're no longer having meetings. And so our girls are left to fend for themselves. Well, the only way we can fix that is that mom has to heal whatever is pulling on her from the past, face it, and deal with it so she can heal. And then our daughters will realize that healing is possible. So this book is a gentle guide for mom to, hey, get back in there. You know, don't allow the world to raise your daughter. Get back in there and do what you have to do.
Wow. I'm trying to get some of these tidbits and placing them in this chat, because I'm like, wow, you're throwing some wisdom out here. Give me a second. You said a broken mom can't raise a healthy daughter, and you said something else that I was trying to capture. Hold on. You said something else that was really, really there, and I was trying to get it out here, because sometimes posting this in here will actually start getting you some reactions, and then it may get some additional questions as well.
Okay.
So
okay.
I tell you, I'm loving it. I am loving it. I see why they call you the fire starter, because that's exactly who you are. And, you know, you're right. I wouldn't have never thought that a four-year-old would be able to have that type of dynamic, number one, and then the vocabulary to put it together to be able to communicate it. So
she
I
did.
Know it pulled at your heartstrings.
Yes, it did. It was very emotional. But, you know, people that know me, they know whenever I'm ministering to girls, I'm emotional anyway. So that just put the, you know, sealed the deal for me. And that baby, you know, she's the reason this book is around. And I always pray that, you know, somebody in the village swooped in and rescued her, because she needed it.
Right. Wow, 4 years old, you know, and you never know what it's going to take to awaken what's on the inside of you, because if you hadn't have been obedient, you wouldn't have been able to help that baby and all these other people that you've come in contact with.
Right, this is true.
So, exactly. Now, so the baby inspired you to write this book, the four-year-old. All right, so you've experienced so many things as a result. Tell us a few of those things that you've, you know, because you've been out, you've been speaking to organizations, you've been speaking to women, you've been speaking, you know, tell us a little bit about all of it, you know, what you're doing as far as the speaking engagements and some of the things that you are, you know, some of the testimonials or some of the things that you're encountering. Share all of this.
Right. Well, it's, you know, it's been a busy year for me. I've traveled a lot this year. The book has been doing very well, and I found with the book a lot of the moms or adults that the healing has taken place, and some of them have said things that they've never said before in these book signings and discussions. You know, some are saying that their moms never really were there for them. You know, they gave them things, but they didn't really love them in the way that they should have. And I have been able to be in a room with girls that are feeling the effects of moms not being in the home. This past weekend, I was able to go to Atlanta, spoke at a girls' conference there. And I tell you, I was not prepared, but God prepared me for what would happen that day. There was raw emotion in the room. The ages were about middle and high school. And you'd be amazed that if I stand in a room and say, who here has something on their mind, I don't think you're ready for teens to say, well, I felt like I wanted to take my life. I don't think you're ready for teens to say, I felt like I did something that God will never forgive me for. And I thought about it as I got back home on Sunday. I must have had a meltdown because I think it finally got to me. How is it that girls are in full-fledged, thriving ministries and they don't feel that God loves them? Something is wrong with that. Something is wrong with that. Why are broken girls walking around in thriving ministries? And I say that's because the praise team is more popular than the motherboard. You know, we no longer have the motherboard. That's the board that helps girls and pours into them. They've been pushed to the back for the praise team. And so, you know, it's all about the sound now. And our girls are walking wounded in ministries. And so what I saw this weekend was heartbreaking. I had to abandon what I was going to do and do what God called me to do at that time. And I'm glad that Holy Ghost showed up because I sure couldn't have done anything without him. But what they are going through and what they're dealing with is real. And so I don't go and do these things to play pity-pat with the enemy because he's not playing pity-pat with me. So when I go, I know it's war. And I'm prayed up. I'm not there for a photo op. Photos happen, but that's not why I'm there. And so this book has got the attention of mom, and it has brought me into the presence of more girls. And I thank God for that.
Wow. I tell you, you have quite an assignment. Quite an assignment. Wow. I can't, you know, to be able to be in a place and you're just talking to a bunch of teens and for them to, you know, be able to, you know, get transparent, become transparent or get naked, so to speak, and say, I felt like taking my life. And they're teenagers, you know.
They're teenagers,
Wow, and they're in thriving ministries, but they're broken.
Thriving ministries.
Wow.
They're broken.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are some of the things that you suggest for moms that, you know, because you said that mom, if she's broken, she can't raise a healthy daughter. What would you suggest for mom to get some healing, you know, help her get that healing that she needs so that she can help her baby heal?
Right. Well, I would first say mom needs to recognize when she needs help and that it's okay that she needs it. I'm a mother, and I've been at a point where I needed help. And she has to find people she can trust and talk about those things and come up with a plan to defeat them. That is not easy, but it needs to be done because if mom doesn't do it, it's going to be generational, and probably it already is. Most of the time, it already is. Some women have admitted that their moms weren't good mothers because they didn't have good mothers. And so it's just a trickle-down effect. And so now this mom that gets the book, this mom that hears my voice, she has to say it ends with her. And then she has to heal so that she can have a nice, proper, strong relationship with her daughter because she's raising a woman of God. And she's going to change nations. Mom just has to decide that she wants this healing. Because it's available, and God will do it for her. But it's going to take courage and support, you know, find that support, but also go back and deal with those things that are pulling on her that won't give her peace enough to be a healed mother. You know, we have a tendency to suppress, not allow them to invade our lives, but sometimes we need to allow it so that we can face it head on and deal with it.
And get some true healing so that we can be productive.
Yeah. Productive, hey, yeah.
Yes. I am loving it. If you just tuned in, we have Sherilyn on the line with us, Sherilyn Bennett, and I'm telling you, she is dropping some wisdom. She's sharing with us about things that she's encountering as she's going and speaking at engagements to moms, engagements with older middle school and high school girls. Because it's time for us to awaken and reclaim our girls and bring them back into the kingdom of God because the world is not the one that needs to be raising them. So I am really loving this interview, and it is so needed. You know, it's so needed, and I thank God for your assignment and your obedience to walk in this assignment. And share with us one more time because we have a lot of people that just actually chimed in. Share with them the title of your book again?
The title of the book is It's Time for a Village Meeting, Awakening Moms Reclaiming Our Girls.
Amen, amen. And so are you seeing that? Because I know when you go into the forums where it's just moms, are you seeing where moms, you did say mom had unhealthy, an unhealthy childhood possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But were you seeing a lot of abuse factors in there?
That as well. I mean, I've had some, there's been some amazing healing taking place. And I just let it happen. You know, I don't really facilitate much when it comes to moms talking about what went on with them. But I know when I had a book signing in my hometown here in Florida, I was amazed at a few of my friends, what they had gone through and what their life was like with their mother and how they said that it affected them. Actually, my own mother read the book, and she called me and told me that she wanted to apologize for some things, and I thought that my mom did a great job. So I think this book is, I know this book is about hope and healing and health, and it forces you to kind of look at, just reevaluate. Mothers do a great job. Not all mothers are needing healing, but it's okay to reevaluate and kind of consider what's going on between you and your daughter, because you are what she's going to mimic. You are who she's going to talk like, walk like, want to be like. And so you have a tremendous opportunity to partner with God and to raise this awesome woman of God. And so you really should want to get it right so that generations from now, you know, you'll have healthy female relationships in your family.
Wow. So how can they reach out and purchase this book? How can we put this in our hands?
Well, the book is on Amazon.com. It's on BarnesandNoble.com. You can get it from my website, www.SherilynBennett.com, or you can get it from the publisher, www.NyreePress.com.
All right. I'm telling you, I'm really, we had spoken in reference to, you know, what you do, but I didn't really, you know how you don't really get the big picture until you really get some of these, when you get some of these testimonials. And, you know, and there's going to be so much more healing that's going to take place because of your obedience. And so, you know, God bless you as you move forward and move forth in this, because I'm telling
you,
as people are listening, whether they're just chiming in or they heard, you know, they've been here from the beginning, I know you've been a blessing to them. And for those who have, you know, come from a healthy child, you know, had a healthy childhood, I know it even blesses them because they have encountered someone who has come in contact with, you know, because of what I do, as a purpose midwife, I come in contact with people from all walks of life. And I remember one time sitting with five women at a table at a restaurant. And out of all of those five, the women had either been inappropriately touched, you know, something had happened in the childhood in this particular forum that I was in. And I was like, wow, you know, you never think about. And all of the women were from different walks of life. And so you never think about that. And sometimes it didn't really trigger them until adulthood because they suppressed it, as you said. So I'm telling you, this is definitely something that is powerful and is needed. And the fact that you're able to capture this from the child and get them, you know, get mom healed and then get that child healthy so they don't get into an adulthood and have to deal with it. You're dealing with it head on and early on. So my hat goes off to you. My hat goes off to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, it's been a journey. I didn't expect all this to happen in my life, you know. I was just obedient. And, you know, I have friends that write books, so I wasn't really excited about all that. You know, I was fine with supporting them. But, you know, when God asks you to do something, you need to be obedient because right in there, in that obedience is your purpose. And that
yes.
is exactly what happened to me. So yes. I can speak wow. on that for sure. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, one of the things that one of my cousins is, she's a family and children's therapist. She's working on her doctorate. And one of the things she said was there are so many people that's dealing with abandonment and neglect issues, and
mm-hmm.
they don't even know it. And I'm like,
right.
wow. You
know, that's amazing.
So have you seen that that has been a lot of what you've encountered?
Well, I went to an event that I had a book signing, and I passed out worksheets for mom and daughter. And in this
mm-hmm.
instance, the mom wasn't there. But
mm-hmm.
one of the daughters was there. I didn't know there was three more, but one was there. And she was yearning. All of her answers, I could tell she was yearning for her mom. And her cousin was in tears because the cousin said, well, you know, I do the best I can with them. Their mom said she can't do it. She has to work. And I said, listen, this young lady is yearning for her mother. And then the next day I go to church and I speak at that place where I had the event, and I did an altar call, and there's three young ladies in front of me crying. I didn't know that they were all sisters. And as I went down the line asking them what they wanted me to pray for, each one of them said, we want our mother to love us. Now, what?
Mm-hmm.
three girls out of the same household. And I told a
wow.
cousin, I don't want you to take that personally because I'm sure they appreciate you, but they
mm-hmm.
are yearning for their mom to validate them, to say
right.
that they're beautiful, to
mm-hmm.
root for them, to be there for them. And one
mm-hmm.
said, I know she has to work, but we need our mama. That I have never seen such yearning for a mom that I saw that day. And I'll always remember them because they were heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mom, I'm just like, mom, listen, come off the job. I know that
mm-hmm.
they're trading a pair of jeans for you to love them because these babies need love. And they're like 14,
mm-hmm.
15 age, and I can tell, I can start to see the consequences of the absent mother because one of them was hardly had any clothes on. And I said to myself, you know why? Because she has no mom in the home. And
mm-hmm.
now what happens is, mom, when you're absent, your baby is going to look for what she needs on the outside of your home. And that's
mm-hmm.
dangerous for her. That's dangerous for
yeah.
her because she's really just looking for somebody to fill the void. And so as
mm-hmm.
a mom, you need to have your priorities straight. Even if you're
mm-hmm.
working, wake up early and talk to them before school. Come home
mm-hmm.
and talk to them before bed. Do something
mm-hmm.
to validate their existence because they look
mm-hmm.
for mom to do that.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's powerful. Well, we're going to open up the phone lines and see if anyone has any questions or comments. You comfortable with that?
Sure.
All right. Okay, guys, press 1 if you have a question or a comment about this interview thus far. So if you have a question for Sherilyn about anything she said, or it, just have a question in general for her, or you have a question for me, press 1. We'll bring you on and get your question answered. I think this is a beautiful, beautiful interview because there are so many people that are, you know, in this place. All right, we have a caller. Welcome
okay.
to On Fire to Inspire. You are live with Sherilyn and Aaliyah. You know what? I'm not even going to ask you unless you want to. You can tell us your name, but you don't have to. Okay. Welcome. You're live with us.
Okay. Hi. My name is Kalisa. I don't mind telling you my name. And
okay,
hi. How are you?
Great.
So I've listened to the show, and I wanted to say hi to Sherilyn.
Hey.
And hey, how you doing? Great
right.
interview. I love what you're doing. And I
Thank
just
you.
Wanted to basically congratulate the both of you on what you're doing and how you're helping the young girls and everything. And I wanted just to say that your show is pretty awesome. And, you know, I think it's really nice that you guys are doing what you're doing to impacting the lives of young ladies who really need it, you know.
Thank you so
Thank
much. That means
so
a lot.
Much.
Yeah.
You
does.
Are so welcome.
And thank you for dialing in, because, see, one thing about her being a fire starter and an encourager,
mm-hmm.
sometimes the encourager
mm-hmm.
needs to be encouraged. So thank you for dialing
yes,
one and sharing
right.
it with her, okay?
That's right.
Okay, sure. No problem.
All right. God bless you, my sister.
Same to you.
Thanks. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are live with Sherilyn and Aaliyah. Who do we have? Hello. You are live.
Hello.
Yes,
hi.
You're live with us. Hi.
Thank you so much for inviting me on tonight, Aaliyah. It's such a powerful interview as mothers and as a mother, and I have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote down some of the nuggets because now I have a teenager, well, I should say a young lady that's 19, and I know that those nuggets that she gave out tonight is going to help me to really do some changes with my daughter. And I just want to say that I try to live by an example for my daughter because I know that they do watch you and they see everything
mm-hmm.
that you do. And it's good to know that I have some of those nuggets and qualifications that you did mention about your book. And I am interested in looking into trying to purchase your book because I think it's something that every mother that has a daughter needs to have in their household. And
thank you so much.
And if you have a niece as well, if you could pass it on,
right.
it's
mm-hmm.
a great thing to have. And I have enjoyed the show tonight, Aaliyah. It's a great, great show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes, I do want you to get the book. Thank you so much, Mom. I'm sure you're doing a good job.
Well, thank you.
All right. We have another caller. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. This is Aaliyah and Sherilyn. Who do we have with us?
Hi. My name is Kiara.
Hi, Kiara.
Hi, darling. How are you, my baby girl? How are you?
I'm good, and I just want to say that this interview was absolutely incredible. I have been someone that has followed Sherilyn for the past 2 years and just seeing her ministry grow and seeing God being able to use her and actually attend events and see women and daughters receiving deliverance, I think is absolutely amazing. But my question is, Minister Sherilyn, is that when you're in churches, and I think we all kind of grew up living in households where it said, what goes on in my house stays in my house type of ordeal. And then when you go to church, then you feel like you have to put on a face or act like you're all together, because if you don't, you feel less than, you know, that you don't have the joy or of the Lord. So do you think that is wise for mothers and daughters to seek professional help outside of the church, or do you think it's the church's responsibility to make sure that their members are receiving healing and receiving help?
Well, I think it's perfectly fine to receive help outside of the church because when I got divorced, one of the things that saved my life was that I went to a counselor. There's nothing wrong with asking for help. And, you know, it could be that what the help that the mom needs or daughter needs is outside of the realm of what the church can give. Yet the church has a spiritual foundation to it, and it is supposed to step in and help whenever they can, but there is nothing wrong. There is nothing wrong, and I say this in the book as well, with going to counseling. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with asking for professional help because God has given them as well the ability to heal, and so I don't see anything wrong with it. No, not at all.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. I love you, honey.
Love you, too.
Thank you so much for dialing in. We appreciate it tonight. Well, Sherilyn, I tell you, I told you I just felt led to open up those lines because, you know, there were some people that needed to say some things, you know, and I know that encouraged you because, you know, being on assignment and knowing what you were called to do, but to hear that type of feedback, it encourages you, it empowers you, and it kind of feeds you and empowers you to do even more, right?
It does, yeah. I
know.
I have a really good village. I have aunts, and my mom is wonderful, and my cousins.
Yes.
I have some great women friends around me who
yes.
make my life so much easier. And it does matter that people say, you know, what you're doing makes a difference. And so, yeah,
it does. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I would say to mom would be also, as she's working on that healing for herself, who do you have in your front row and who do you have in your inner courts? If the people that you have regularly around you are always negative, then how can you heal when people are constantly bringing you down? They don't have anything positive
right.
to say. You know, they see the glass half empty instead of half full, you know. So you got to be careful with who you're surrounding yourself with as you walk in that healing. So I do, you know, like you just said, that you have a wonderful group of people around you. And that is
yeah.
so great. And so many people,
yeah.
that may not be their story, but they need to make it theirs. You know, some things we got to be intentional about, you know.
That's right. It took me a while.
Mm-hmm.
I say now the circle is kind of like a dot. you know, we have to allow God to bring the right people in your life that will complement
mm-hmm.
the vision. Not yes. everybody will complement the vision. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong with them. It
mm-hmm.
just means that, you know, their season may be up, or it doesn't mean that you can't still love them, but they have
mm-hmm.
to complement what God is calling you to do. In order to stay around, God's not going to let people pollute his ministry. He's not going to let people drag down his ministry. He's not going to let people contaminate his ministry. And so part of the journey is being okay with whatever decisions God makes, and he will make them. He will.
Yes. Yes. You know, and like you said, being okay with as people fall by the wayside, so to speak, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can still
yeah.
love them. But you just love them
yeah.
from a distance and understand,
yeah.
you know, that it's okay. You know, you don't love them any less. You just love them from a distance, and it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
So what would you say to a mom that says, you know what, as I listen to this interview right now, I realize that there are some things that I've suppressed, and it's time for me to be healed and whole so I can raise a
yeah.
healed, whole, and healthy daughter? What would you say
mm-hmm.
to that mom?
I would say you can do it, Mom. You can do it. God is with you, and all you need to do is seek him for help. You can do it, and it's worth you doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at your daughter, you have to see the reason why you should do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at any of your children, but in particular your daughter, because that's what the book is about.
Mm-hmm.
She has to be the reason why. And you too, because moms are wonderful, and they're wonderful
mm-hmm.
women of God themselves, and often that suppressed thing has even kept them from walking in what God has called them to do. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, what better thing than to walk in purpose and then have a daughter that says, Mom, because you did it, I want to do that too. You know, I want to
mm-hmm.
make sure that I'm walking after whatever God put in front of me. And so
mm-hmm.
I would say to moms, you can do it. You can do it. God is with
mm-hmm.
you. And when you determine that, okay, God, these are the areas I need your help with, I can guarantee
mm-hmm.
you, if you surrender to it, God is going
mm-hmm.
to turn it around for you. And you'll have a story
Amen.
To tell your daughter. You know, so you
Amen.
Can do it, Mom. Nothing too hard for God. You can do it. He made you a mother by, you know, giving you this wonderful gift. And it was not a mistake. You may think it was, but it was
mm-hmm.
not a mistake that you became a mom to such an awesome
mm-hmm.
daughter. And the reason why he allowed it is because you can do it. You can do it. And you'll have a story to tell once it's over.
Amen. You know, everybody has a different story. You know, some people may be a product of a single-parent household. They may be a product of
yeah.
a divorce. You know my parents divorced early, but God allowed me to have two mothers. I had my biological mother, but I had my mother that is biologically, she's my aunt, but she was more mom than my biological mom was, because mom was like that little girl those little kids were talking about. Mom was always working, so mom was not there. She didn't love me any less, but she was trying to provide. But my mom that I call mom now, you know, she was there. She did the taking you to dance class, and she took you to the museums and, you know, exposed you to culture, prayed for
mm-hmm.
you, and created that woman of God that you were to walk in. So I had
yeah.
the angel that I saw on earth to, you know, live after and to have that example, that living example to walk after. Everybody may not have had that, but who do you
right.
know that that you look upon like that. Now put yourself in that person's presence and let and glean from them. Glean from that person.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say
that's
to mom. If you don't have anybody positive that you can go to, who do you know that's positive? Someone with that wisdom that you can glean from.
Yes.
You don't have to
there
talk to them
someone.
Every day. There's somebody out there. Yes.
Mm-hmm. There is someone. That's right. Get a mentor. But get the right one. You know, not a mentor that haven't been where you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
If she don't have any fruit, no. Because people want a mentor all the time. But I say this, if the mentor doesn't have fruit hanging, then how can she take you somewhere that she hasn't been? And we can get caught up like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be mindful and seek God. And that's why I say seek God about who you're going to go to for this help. And believe me, I've seen it in my own life. He will lead and guide you. And don't forget your church, your pastor, your leadership. You know, listen, I'm in this place. Even if you have to, and I feel this one, even if you have to step back from church duty to get yourself together, God is all right with that. He is, because your family comes first. So even if you have to step back and from the church for a moment, take a sabbatical to take care of yourself mentally and spiritually, you know, hey, I need to take a break. My family is suffering. I need to be home with my children a little more, so I'm going to back up a little bit. You know, you don't have to be superwoman. You just have to take care of yourself. And God will lead and guide you. And he'll highlight those areas where you need to do that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
amen.
He will.
Amen.
He will.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. I tell you, God is so faithful. And, you know, so many people are being blessed by this interview because you're just hitting one powerful nugget behind the other, you know, because. Although we're talking about healthy mothers raising healthy daughters, well, that mother who has that son, she needs to be healthy as well because he needs to see a whole mom so that he can marry a whole woman, you know.
Yes.
So,
I love that.
That's
right. Our girls need healthy men, you
know.
Healthy men. Often girls ask me, you know, when I talk to them about, you know, how God calls them to live in modesty and to stay themselves, you know, I want them to focus on their education, your spiritual walk, and they say, Minister Bennett, what happens if, how will I know? And, you know, we have to, you know, I have two wonderful sons, and we have to make sure as well, Mom, that our sons, or they understand no means no, and they know how to be gentlemen, because these women of God, they ain't going to take no nothing. So, you know, while we're encouraging these girls, you need to make sure that your sons are on point, because God, girls, they're not going to go for that.
Exactly. Well, I tell you, I've truly, truly enjoyed the interview. Can you repeat one more time how the title of your book and how we can get it?
The name of my book is It's Time for a Village Meeting, Awakening Moms Reclaiming Our Girls. They can get it at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Mm-hmm. They can go to my site, www.CherylAnnBennett.com, or they can go to the publisher site www.nyreepress.com.
All right, perfect. All right, did you have any final things you want to leave with the listeners tonight?
Well, you know, I'm just glad that they tuned in and listened to this wonderful show of yours. You know, and I just want to tell mothers, you know, all hope is not lost. Even if you felt like you got off to a bad start, you know, God, he knows what he's doing. And he will meet you at your place of need. I've seen it from our own self. And that the fact that this book has a gentle touch to it. It's not Minister Sherilyn, because I always say I'm a little harsher than what the Holy Ghost did. But he will gently guide you. This book will gently guide you to just reevaluate some things, and even if you feel, I think I'm doing a pretty good job, I would challenge you to talk honestly to your daughter and see what she says, and listen to her intently and without judgment, and give her the platform to speak to you about what's on her heart, because as I learned last weekend, a lot of the girls, they are holding this stuff in, and it's making them depressed and upset, but your daughter needs to understand that she can talk to you. Especially when things are bothering her. And a healed mom will be okay with that. And so I say, make sure you get the book or make sure you get help. Make sure you ask for help. You have a village around you, aunts, uncles, moms. There's somebody, like she said, that can help you and that can pull you out of it. And so be blessed, mother. Just be blessed. God's going to bless you in your place of need.
Amen, amen. Well, Sherilyn, thank you so very much for joining us, taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire. I praise God for you, your obedience, and this is just the beginning. Let's put it that way.
Amen.
All right. Thank you so much again.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Guys, if you miss any of this powerful interview, you really want to go back and listen to the playback when it's available in a few minutes, because Sherilyn really, really, she has poured some wisdom and some powerful nuggets. You know, whether you're a great mom or, you know, we all could be better, you know, because no one's perfect. So she, you know, really shares some things that make you say, wonder did I do this? Wonder did I say this? So, you know, if you miss any of it, go back and listen to the recording. Her book is available on Amazon. It's available on Barnes & Noble, and her website is SherilynBennett.com. And I'm telling you guys, you definitely want to support her, support the book. That is such a blessing for her to be able to go into places and help get girls healed, get the moms healed. I mean, she's talking to teenagers who are talking about, you know, deep stuff. I mean, she had a four-year-old that came to her. That's what initiated this book. We got to get our kids healed. If you don't have girls, guess what? You have a son that needs to be a healed and whole man so that he can marry a healed and whole woman. So thank you so much again, Sherilyn. We appreciate you. Guys, I am Miss On Fire to Inspire, Aaliyah Butler. Tune in each and every week on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This actual show is derived from a book that I wrote entitled On Fire to Inspire. God gave me an assignment to empower, encourage, and push you into your purpose. So as a purpose midwife, one of my taglines is, I don't birth babies, I birth purpose. So my thing is to bring people like Sherilyn on the line to help inspire you, empower you to rise up, to awaken, arise, and move forward in everything that God has called you to. There is no limits on you. There are no limits on you because there is no limit on God. So I implore you to do what God has called you to do. Wake up. You're pregnant with purpose. If you're not walking in your purpose, you're pregnant with it, and it's time to deliver that baby. You can get On Fire to Inspire. It's available on Amazon. It's available on Kindle. It's available in paperback, and it's also available on audio CD. I also am a children's author, and it's available on, it's called A Learning Book Just For Me, Teaches Your Children Foundational English and Spanish, and it's available also on Amazon and Kindle. And I'm telling you, it's time for us to do everything God has called us to. There's one other book available, and it's called Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. It's time to see the things that God has called you to do. So start speaking life over your life, regardless of what you're seeing. Stop saying what you're seeing and start speaking and declaring what God has put in your heart to do. So intentionally start seeing what He set out for you to do. Start saying, okay, I am a homeowner, if that's what you want to be. If you are supposed to be writing a book, I am an author. I am what God says I am. And don't let anybody else tell you any differently. Believe God for it. See it intentionally. Speak it. Continue to speak it until you see it manifest. Make your words line up with your vision, not what you currently see. I'm telling you, there is power in your words. There is power in you. And there are no limits on you, so don't put any limits on yourself. My name is Aaliyah Butler. I am Miss On Fire to Inspire. Tune in next week, each and every week, on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I love you. Have a fruitful week, and I'll talk to you again next week.